Blog Talk Radio.
The computer right at that second and went, what? Oh, God. And the people who will be listening on iTunes that are on their iPod are going to be confused. Why am I hearing the Windows? Oh, no. My iPod's been hacked. I love that dubstep. That's by Aboho. If you want to go check him out on YouTube, officially safe for a little while longer because SOPA is down. Build down, people.
Yes. Well, only temporarily.
Yes.
That's the main thing. A lot of people are like, oh, it's down, it's dead, we don't have to do it. No. The fight's just begun. This is just the first assault.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first I do want to announce this. Top of the news, we are very happy to report that Rick Perry is out of the presidential race. Ah, thank goodness. I know.
Yay, Rick Perry, down with Rick Perry. Man, what is, we are both from Texas. What is up with all the lawmakers? Seriously, all these people?
Our politicians,
Rick Perry and Lamar Smith, both of you just need to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. See, we grow everything big here in Texas, including crazy, because, yeah, big crazy going on there. Oh, no.
Yes. And you heard Lamar Smith was running his mouth again, right?
He's running what again?
Running his mouth again.
Oh, Lamar.
Yeah, there's a story from Game Politics this morning. Can I go ahead and jump right in?
Jump right on in.
All right. Lamar Smith, let me first say, I hate your guts, and I really, really, really wish you'd stop wasting my oxygen. Lamar Smith calls Wikipedia blackout protest a publicity stunt. Yes. SOPA sponsor and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Lamar Smith thinks Wikipedia's decision to shut down the U.S. version of its popular site is a stunt to garner attention, because you know Wikipedia needs more attention.
Right, because not enough people go there.
I know, right? Smith continues to say that SOPA will not harm sites like Wikipedia and will only target foreign websites identified as trafficking in counterfeit goods or copyright materials. Wikipedia's protest will apply only to the English version. Oh, all right. Well, we already know this. It only applied yesterday to the English version of the online encyclopedia. And it lasted for 24 hours, same as ours did. Wikipedia is the fifth or sixth most visited site in the U.S., depending on what research firm's data you look at. Wow. So, yeah, Mr. Smith, I know you have a hard time with this newfangled internet thing and how evil it is. I mean, don't you know just the devil lives on that internet? It's horrible.
That's right.
And it's to be feared and should be shut down. Oh, my God, you are so stupid. Seriously.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, I know he's trying to figure out, how the hell did I get beat by a bunch of geeks? Yeah. Good luck, Lamar. Anyway, of course, later on tonight, if you want to hear our unfiltered comments regarding the SOPA, also, we will be talking about a few of your favorite gaming sites who had not an iota of anything about Pippa or SOPA on them, and if you don't know why, we'll tell you why, and we're going to ask you why you're still following them. Drop by our site, GameAndHX.com, top right corner, there is a poll where we're asking you, would you still visit a gaming site that didn't support SOPA or supported SOPA and Pippa or didn't say anything for that matter? So let us know. Come by and visit us.
Yeah.
All right. A couple of other things we'll be talking about tonight. I need to throw these in there. We were talking about this yesterday, and tonight you'll get my unfiltered comments, but I'll give you some a little bit this morning. We had a couple of people whose sites we borrow a little bit of news from everybody. We make sure we give them the credit when we do. We had a couple of websites, and yes, I'm going to call them out here on the morning news because that's what we do. ExtremeTech.com, epic fail for you. telling people how to get around the Wikipedia blackout. Mirrors, I think, that completely diminishes what we were trying to do. And a couple of other people on Facebook, I won't call you out, but if you want to know who it is, you can go to our Facebook page. We got onto somebody there for doing the same thing. People, when it's a protest, you don't tell people how to get around it, because the non-tech people, the ones who don't know what SOPA is, we want them to pay attention so that they can go and read and learn, and that joins when people join our cause. They see what can happen. So you telling them, if you do this, you can get around it. No, don't do that.
No. I was listening to an NPR last night, and they had a thing on where they were telling people how to do it. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
I was so mad. I was screaming at my radio as I'm driving down the road.
Girl, I'd be glad I wasn't listening, because I would have called in.
Mad.
So I'm very disappointed in those of you who didn't join in. Or say something, whether even if you were on the other side, be brave enough to say something. Even at the very last hour, Zuckerberg came out and said they were not in support of SOPA. They didn't black out their site, but some is better than none. We'll take that.
Yeah.
So thanks for at least saying something. Don't stand by.
Yes. And not being...
like Twitter saying it's stupid. You know what the most amazing thing to me is they keep saying, Twitter and all them keep saying, oh, this is a stunt for Wikipedia. They're all mad at Wikipedia. Wikipedia has no advertisements. They don't, their money is donations. They're a not-for-profit organization. So, no, it's not a media publicity stunt. What are they gain from?
Oh, my God. That is the big point. They are non-for-profit, and they are making a profit.
Yes. So how exactly is it a publicity stunt, Lamar, Twitter? How are they making money off of this? Because they've already closed down their little donation thing for the year. They got, they reached their goal. So what? What is, I'm not understanding where you're getting this from.
Yes. It is that.
And it really worries me coming from the people who run Twitter, because you're supposed to be geekalicious and smart like us.
Supposed to be. Get off the crack, people.
Okay, apparently I got a tweet from some Lamar Smith translated. Can't wait to shut down your Gamer Girls Radio. Your site is now on my S list, little girl.
You bring it. I am so not scared. You just remember, you are close enough for me to drive to.
So we are girls, and we are many. Bring it, old man, is what I'm tweeting back. Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right.
That's just ridiculous. Seriously, and I am so...
Yes. Okay. So, people, but we'll talk more about this later on tonight. But we'll still be SOPA, much SOPA in the news. I like this story yesterday. I kind of like and don't like it. Well, it wasn't from yesterday. It's just from a few days ago, but I managed to find it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't talk. So I'm going around what everybody else was going on. Over at TechDirt, Mike Masnack pointed out the mother of all ironies about SOPA and the Pirate Bay, which is one of the largest outlets of pop.
I heard about this.
Yes, I talked about it yesterday. Apparently, even after all of this, even if SOPA had managed to pass, Pirate Bay would have been completely immune to SOPA. There would have been nothing they could do. Apparently, it comes down to the fact that the Pirate Bay has a .org domain, and according to Masnick, the current version of the SOPA bill, working its way through the back alleys of Congress, excludes American domestic domains from being the target of takedown notices from copyright holders. Uh-huh. In this case, a domestic domain is any domain that comes from a TLD run by an American registry. And sure enough, .org's registry is a public interest registry, a U.S. non-for-profit based in Virginia. In other words, .org is not eligible to base, even if its servers are based in Sweden or another country outside the U.S. And believe it or not, by the same logic, .com and .net domains, both of which are managed by the American company VeriSign, would also be immune from the SOPA bill as it currently stands. Presumably, the bill distinguishes between domestic and non-domestic domains for legal or political reasons. SOPA was originally designed to target any U.S.-directed site, i.e. any site that is accessible from the U.S., but a recent amendment narrows the target of SOPA down to foreign Internet sites. It is really, if that's really the case, SOPA as it stands is toothless. It can't really do anything. Now, as stupid as all this sounds, it's fairly representative of what happens when lawmakers try to write laws that curtail the use of general purpose Internet, computers, networks, any of that. So if you know anything about the decentralized nature of the Internet, you can see how stupid a little law like SOPA is and how ludicrous it is to base a website's location on its TLD registry. industry. These are these geeks in Washington, or they need some because they have no clue how it works. SOPA at its most basic grants copyright holders the provision to black hole a website at the DNS level and the force search engines to delist an infringing site. But in a perfect world, as for SOPA's sponsors and supporters where they're concerned, this would effectively break the internet. In reality, there is no way in hell that the U.S. will be able to police foreign DNS servers or search engines. This is why we're actually after them, people. It's not so much as we want to keep the pirated stuff. It's that people who weren't doing anything would be, they'd go after them. And those that are actually doing the pirating, not saying that Pirate Bay is, they just provide the software. They don't actually do the pirating. But websites that were doing things are completely safe if you were trying to go after them. So this was really going to come back and bite your citizens, our good American people, in the butt.
Yeah.
So I thought this was the most hilarious story I saw all day yesterday.
And like I said, I was in a game last night, and I was talking in chat, and I was surprised how many people did not know what SOPA and PIPA was, did not know how to contact their congressman, and were under the impression that this was just for movies and music, for illegal downloaded music and movies. And I was like, no. And it was so sad trying to explain this. And it was like, we're fighting this right now. We've got the protest going on. We're down to a deadline just about, and so many of you don't know what we're talking about. All right, I'll save it for later.
We'll save this later, because I got some stuff I want to talk about, our government and how they handle the internet, and how one company did manage to get bit in the butt, and I'll tell you who that is, but you remind me later, Napster.
Right,
I'll tell you why they didn't deserve to get bit in the butt. Anyway, all right.
My turn.
Yes, it is your turn.
All right, so official character for Paintville for highly anticipated fighting title now available. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's Skullgirls. Heck yeah. Alright, so once a normal schoolgirl named Carol Painwheel was kidnapped by Valentine and delivered to the anti-Skullgirls lab, secretive Lab Zero. There she was implanted with the synthetic Boer drive and gay Bulga parasites and infused with experimental Skullgirl blood, transforming her into the monster she is today. Violent and unstable as a result of these experiments, as a precaution, she's mentally controlled by Lab Zero's powerful psychic director, Brain Drain. Fueled by rage, she draws her power from pain and fury. Despite that, the soul of the scared young girl still lives on inside this monstrous body. Oh, good lord, I can't talk. Desperately fighting off the onslaught of voices that would control her. All right, so what do we know about her? She is age 15. She's got a birthday. October 23rd. She's 5'1". Woohoo for short girls. She's 375 pounds. Woohoo for round girls. All right. So, she also likes flowers, gardening, walking on the beach at sunset. She dislikes Valentine, Brain Drain, the Skullgirl, the Skull Heart, people, mind control, torture, pain. Oh, yeah, all kinds of cool things. All right. I've got this up on GameMatrix.com because I'm going to start laughing because some of this is hilarious. If you've not heard about Skullgirls, you're missing out. Go over, check it out. We've got some trailers up as well. Go look. It's amazing.
Ooh, I am sneezing up a storm.
Bless you.
I think I'm allergic to SOPA. It's making me itchy. Okay.
Oh, I can't say that on air. Never mind.
That's it. We must unfortunately mourn the death of a game today.
Oh no, what game?
Baking Life is gone.
I never played that, so.
I did, and I'm kind of hurt by the fact that
was
it's gone.
It
was a Facebook game, and I did enjoy it mostly because, you know, I like cookies and things, but even though they weren't real cookies, sometimes I got motivated to make some real cookies. See how we use the games? PopCap is the one who made Baking Life, and they will be shutting down Baking Life on January the 31st, despite the fact that it has an audience of 100,000 daily active users and 760,000 monthly active users. Go away, Weather. Stop it. It's not big numbers for a Facebook title, but the percentage of those users will have spent real-world money on the title before the closure was announced. GI.biz is reporting that money will not be transferable to other PopCap titles. Popcat's Garth Chateau confirmed this to Inside Social Games, and he said, unfortunately, we had to make a very difficult decision to shut down the game. The Baking Life player numbers dropped. The way Baking Life is no longer performing well enough to justify continued support. As such, we are reallocating resources to games that we are developing for future release. Our users, of course, are pissed the hell off. They've gone over to the forum.
Yeah, I can imagine.
One poster named Mr. Colin Carruthers said, seriously, I'm really hacked off. He must be from the UK. I love it. I love it when they cuss. The game has become a family favorite. He says, I've spent an obscene amount of money on this game using Facebook credits, et cetera, only to be told it's no longer going to be available after the 31st of January. Others argue that they should have been told earlier that the closure to prevent them from purchasing virtual currency that they couldn't use, and suggest emailing the PopCap CEO to complain. As compensation, PopCap has offered Baking Life gamers a one-time free gift if they check out its other titles, Bejeweled Blitz and Zuma Blitz. By comparison, Bejeweled Blitz has 3,200,000 daily active users and 9,400,000 monthly active users. PopCap acquired Zip Zap Play in April 2011 and said at the time made it clear it was still deciding what to do with Baking Life. At the time, the Cake Center title was their most successful title. I'm sorry, PopCap, you need to give people their money back. I don't want a free gift. If I gave you money, you need to give me money back.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly what I'm thinking, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not understanding why you're offering them a special gift.
Yes, I'm sorry. If you've just taken my game away and didn't even tell me it was closing and I've just spent a whole crap ton worth of money, oh, good Lord, I'm going to call. I'm going to be ticked, and I don't want to play any of your other games. All right, so now that I'm done coughing my head off, I think. Penguinpalooza! Leading developer and independent publisher Polarbit and renowned mobile game studio Pixelbyte announced today that the immediate release of Penguinpalooza on Android Market and iTunes App Store. Penguinpalooza is a physics-based puzzle game suitable for all ages and gamer types, from the casual to the hardcore. Its beguilingly accessible gameplay mechanics unveils a depth that will tax both your fleetness of finger and your strategic thinking, ensuring hours of fun. Polarbit CEO Mitri Bautista Weiberg says, everybody loves penguins. What about the people who are scared of penguins, huh? And none more than us at Polarbit. Not only is Penguinpalooza a great game, it's also the first step in a campaign whose ultimate goal is to supply flying lessons, and until these are successful, thermal socks, to the Emperor Penguin. Our plan is to show the first flying penguin by 2015 and to have completely eradicated Emperor Penguin flightlessness by 2017. Oh, my God. All right, so Penguinpalooza features global leaderboards allowing users to...
I'm over here just sniffling in you guys' ear. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm trying to pop my head off. All right, so it features global leaderboards allowing users to compete for the best scores against other players, which, you know, is pretty standard. It is for the iPhone and iPad versions. I don't see any mention of... Penguinpalooza is available now from iTunes App Store and Android Market, so it is also available for Android, so I was about to get really irritated. $4.99. Yay! And if you head over to GameAtrix.com in just a minute, I'm going to have this up for you.
Yay!
Yay!
All right, more lovely games. Were we talking about Shank 2?
Oh, I saw Shank 2. Oh, that's a...
I like the name.
Hot.
And I would love to tell you about it, but now my computer's frozen.
Oh, I've got it open. Hey, look, I found it. You want me to do it?
Oh, I don't know. I think I got it open now, but it's very opening very slowly. Extremely slowly. Stop
Wow.
It.
See, this is what happens. Live show. Live show, people.
Yes. We are live every day.
You're not going to get this anywhere else. You're going to get the pre-recorded crap that they're not really feeling.
That they re-recorded 5 times because they didn't like the way they said it. This is why we did. You know,
yes.
I was telling somebody that yesterday. I got to talk to, and I'm going to talk about them on the air because most likely they're listening, the guys who did the 3D modeling for the Transformers game.
Ooh.
So they called me up yesterday. We had a nice conversation.
Damn it. That's it. I'm moving in.
Wait, I'm not done. Friday, we're having coffee.
Yeah, totally. Make me up a room. You know what? Just clean out a closet. Just put in there a little bit of bed.
my closets are small. You know how Texas houses are. Small closet, big house. So
I never understood that.
Yeah,
but yeah.
No women were building the houses, that's why.
Yeah.
All right. They do some amazing work. I got to look at their stuff. Anyway, and they're making an iPhone game.
I'll be there.
So I got the name of the iPhone game. I'm sorry, guys. But when tomorrow, I will remember the name of their iPhone game because I'm probably going to give them a call today to confirm. Anyway, Shank 2.
So jealous. Y'all mean she is to me.
I'm not mean to you. I told you the house behind me was empty. You just move in. We cut a hole in the fence. We're good.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
Okay, those of you who like the name of the game like I do, Shank 2. What happened to Shank 1?
I don't know.
We missed out on Shank 1.
Prison. I don't know.
Award-winning indie game developer Plea Entertainment partnered with EA the Devil. Sometimes you got to make a deal with the devil, but apparently sometimes it works out well. They have announced their highly anticipated 2D action brawler Shank 2. Shank 2. 2. Shank you twice. Will be available on PlayStation Network and PC in America on February the 7th for a mere pittance of $9.99. The game will also be available on the Xbox Live Arcade and the PlayStation Network in Europe on February the 8th for 800 Microsoft points or $9.99, whatever it is in euros. Sorry, our UK people. It's set in a Pulp Fiction world. Shank 2 puts you back in control of your favorite ex-mobster hitman, Shank. Plea has evolved the combat experience with precise controls, new weapons, smarter engines, and more advanced combo techniques, all set to the backdrop of beautiful 2D art and animation. Players can put Skank's trusty arsenal of handguns, chainsaws, grenades, plus all new weapons to use in order to protect those close to him, including all new survival mode. Players can then team up with a friend online or locally, working together to take down hordes of goons in an action-packed arcade-style brawl. Featuring stunning visuals from Klee's veteran cartoon director, Jeff Aguila, to raise the bar even higher for 2D brawlers with art and animation that won Klee multiple awards and nominations, including IGF's Excellence in Visual Arts nominations and the Canadian Animator of the Year award for Klee's lead animator, Aaron Boltier. I might be saying your name wrong. Is it Boltier? Boltier? Don't know. Anyway, you could go over and check that out at our site if you want to get the correct pronunciation of his name. And you could also visit shankgame.com to get more information about the game or follow the development team. We love indie developers. They are on Twitter.
Yes, we do. We love some indie developers.
And they're over at Twitter, Klee, K-L-E-I, and on Facebook at Shank Game. They need to make us some Facebook goodness to go along with your game. We should get some special power-ups.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? We didn't get to talk about yesterday. Mm-hmm. If I may, Miss Ginger.
You may, because I'm coughing my head up over here.
And I'm trying not to sneeze. This weather is killing us. BioWare, yesterday, unleashed. But yes, I'm pausing on purpose.
I was wondering, is he cutting out or?
The demo from Mass Effect 3.
Rawr. Is it pretty? Is it beautiful?
I don't know. Y'all, I was busy here looking around at the SOPA stuff because, you know, tonight our show is going to be off the chain. Mm-hmm. You know we are going to be a bunch of angry women. That's not the word I want to use, but it's daytime.
The angry does not even encompass. Oh, my God.
So they announced a demo for 2012's Mass Effect 3. It'll be available beginning, well, it's not yesterday. They announced it yesterday, but it's not yesterday. Guys, somebody was tripping over themselves to get to the Xbox just then. No. It won't be on available until February 14th, Valentine's Day. See how nice. You guys out there that have gamer girlfriends, go ahead and download that for her while she's at work so that when she gets home, she can play. Some of them are like, get your own Xbox. Okay, so the extensive demo will allow players to experience the all-out galactic war against an ancient alien race known as the Reapers from multiple fronts, including the mind-blowing opening attack on Earth that kicks off the single-player campaign. Players will go deeper into the campaign and get a taste of the franchise's new co-op multiplayer mode as you get to preview the epic story. Also, the adrenaline-pumping action and deep customized options that lie ahead when Mass Effect 3 launches on March 6th. The Mass Effect 3 demo will be available for Xbox 360 Video Game Entertainment System, PlayStation 3 Entertainment System, and PC. Mass Effect 3 will also be one of the first pre-launch demos to support full voice recognition functionality on Kinect about damn time. They said they're very excited to be able to give gamers an expansive demo that will put them right on the front lines of this all-out galactic war. This is from Casey Hudson, who's the executive producer over at the Mass Effect series. Says the entire scale of the game is bigger than anything we've ever done with its intense action, customization, and raw emotional power. Mass Effect 3 will deliver a spectacular action RPG experience to fans of the series and newcomers alike. In Mass Effect, players will be thrust into an all-out galactic war to take Earth back and save the entire galaxy, assuming the role of Commander Shepard, a war-torn veteran who's willing to do whatever to stop this nearly unstoppable foe. Wait a minute. Okay. And with a team of elite, battle-hardened soldiers at your side, each player decides how they will take Earth back, from the weapons and abilities they utilize to the relationships they forge or break. Mass Effect 3 also features a new co-op gameplay mode that allows fans to experience the war from a different perspective. Well, I need to drink some water. Players in this new mode will be able to do so on February the 17th by qualifying for early access to the co-op portion of the demo, which again begins February 14th. Gamers who qualify for early access if they have activated their Battlefield 3 online pass or through other opportunities that will be announced in the near future at Mass.com. So, and they've won a bunch of awards, which we're not going to tell you about because that's all kind of boring stuff that just we like. But yeah, you can check that out. February 14th, if I can wrangle up the crew, maybe we'll all get in and do some damage. Ginger, are you in?
Heck yeah.
It won't do well. I don't know about the rest of them there. And we have a pending new girl coming in, so we'll tell you more about her.
Yay, new girl.
Ginger's no longer that baby, but she's still
I'm not the baby no more.
Not that baby anymore. So maybe we can wrangle her in, too. And a couple of you out there that we like to argue with in the morning. 12, are you in? Jay, Horace, what's up? Z, are you in? Y'all won't play? I promise I won't shoot you in the back of the head.
I make no such promises.
Ginger will shoot you in the knees and leave you for dead.
I don't have to run faster. I just have to aim for the knees.
That's right.
All right. I hate to do this because I've been harping on SOPA. But it's not over, people, so... And some of you tried to argue with me on my Facebook. If you're listening, you know who you are. SOPA's not dead. SOPA markup hearings resume in February. Oh, yes. All right. So public knowledge let us know that, as many of us expected, markup hearings on the Stop Online Piracy Act, SOPA, will resume in February in the House of Representatives. The announcement was made by lead sponsor and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Lamar Smith, who we hate, and I will be making a voodoo doll of later, to enact legislation that protects consumers, businesses, and jobs from foreign thieves who steal America's intellectual property. We will continue to bring together industry representatives and members to find ways to combat online piracy. This came in a statement released today from Chairman Smith. Due to the Republican and Democratic retreats taking place over the next 2 weeks, the Online Act is expected to resume in February. I am committed to continuing to work with my colleagues in the House and Senate to send a bipartisan bill to the White House that saves American jobs and protects intellectual property. They also say that you'll notice that Smith didn't happen to mention sending a bill to the president that protected free speech, innovation, or the integrity of the Internet. All right, so Mr. Smith, just stop. Just retire, sit down now. You're too old for this job. You have no clue what's going on in the world anymore. You have lost touch with the world.
He's lost touch with himself.
I understand you probably hired your grandson to work your Twitter and your Facebook. And you know that's probably a good thing because he's probably smarter than you and he's probably shaking his head wondering what you're thinking, but no. You sold your soul to the devil.
He didn't sell his soul to the devil. If he did, he didn't get a good deal because, yeah. All right, so Huffington Post, ironically, we were griping about, they weren't saying anything, but they, I noticed they were protesting in their own quiet but cute way.
What they do?
Well, later on today, or probably tomorrow, we'll be putting up a gallery of people. We ran around and grabbed some pages, people's front pages and things they were doing for SOPA, but some of their tweets were blacked out. So they would tweet things, and you don't know what the hell they were talking about because they were blacked out.
Flickr had something
keep talking. Were they
something like that yesterday? I thought was interesting. As you were going through the pictures, you could actually black out yours or somebody else's pictures in protest of SOPA.
I like it. I like it a lot. We're keeping our no SOPA tag, by the way, until this is completely dead on Twitter. So don't be like, it's time to take it down. You're not fashionable. No, we are fashionable because we're leaving it up till it's gone, till it's dead. Everybody was doing a little thing. So they, of course, did come out and say they were not supporting SOPA, AOL as well, because they were on the list, I think, saying that they were. But they clearly yesterday, they made it very clear yesterday they were not supporting it. So one of the things they were talking about yesterday when I was looking around was, you know, this basically comes down to the battle of the geeks versus the, you know, Hollywood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on Huffington Post yesterday, they were saying that as of yesterday, of course, SOPA lost a lot of their key supporters, a lot of them. If you go through all the senator, congressmen, quite a few of them dropped it, just completely dropped it, denounced it on Twitter. I'm away from it. It's over. Some of the experts said that the best course of action for some of the major media firms, if they were smart, was not to be friends with the firms you were fighting with. really, Hollywood? Okay, I'm assuming, I don't know if what side ILM was on, Industrial Light and Magic, who, if you don't know who they are, you're probably not going to do special effects in every movie on the planet. They're the reason why The Matrix was so absolutely gorgeous and the other two sucked because they didn't do the other two. They did all the Harry Potter movies. I mean, they are like, you know, I think they were once a part of George Lucas's little camp and then they branched off or he might still own it. I'm not really sure. But yeah, so if ILM is a bunch of geeks and you're Congress and you're part of the people that were, you know, with the SOPA bill, you're Hollywood and you piss off ILM, what do you think happens to your movies?
Yeah.
I'm just pointing out little things here.
A couple little things.
Now, a few months ago, the reason why you didn't hear anything on this is a few months ago, SOPA and people looked like it was a completely done deal. But a couple of little smarty mouth congressmen decided he got cocky. He opened his mouth and we showed him what's what. Support for this proposed legislation eroded completely in the wake of the vocal and far-reaching opposition from internet firms. Free speech advocates. The erosion of support continued on Wednesday as Senators Marco Rubio, who's from Florida, John Cornyn, who's another one here in Texas, and Orrin Hatch from Utah joined a growing list of senators who said they would no longer support the legislation. With the passage of the two bills in doubt, some experts said the next phase in the battle to curb internet piracy should involve more partnerships, not legislation, so that there's a balance between the two competing interests, not that you're trying to overpower us. Legal experts also suggested that content creators should seek out new revenue streams that take advantage of the web's diverse distribution platforms rather than attempting to limit the exchange of content online. The ones who figure out that they're ready to team up and think outside the old paradigms are the ones who are going to make it. This is from Charlton Gillespie, who's the Associate Professor of Communication at Cornell University. So, yes, we'll be talking more about this later on tonight. I'm going to cut that short because we got to get back to some more gaming news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we keep throwing some SOPA in because we want you to stay aware. This is not over yet. Don't put down your gun yet, guys. It's not over.
Don't put down the gun. Don't put down the gun.
Look, explain it in gamer terms. Respawn and wait. wait a minute. That's T-shirt.
They're going to try to flank us. Watch yes. Your back.
Look, where's my sticky notes? That's another T-shirt. I think we got too many T-shirts in our store. I really do.
That's fine. You guys, y'all should go over and check them out. We got some hilarious shirts. All right. So, alien prison escape.
What? Alien president escape, what?
No, alien prison escape.
Oh, yes, please do share.
Noyle Chronicles alien prison escape. Noyle Bugball, one of the 1,000,000,000 inhabitants of New Bug City. This is really badly translated, bear with me. He's conducted with other species inside the starship by their mysterious kidnappers and put alone in a cell. But without previous warning, there is a big explosion, and when Noyle gets up, his cell has been destroyed, and he is free. Yay for free. If he can escape from his enemies and multiple dangers awaiting from him, inside his captor's spaceship. Noyle will have to avoid lasers, traps, and his own kidnappers while looking for a way to escape in this casual game mixing puzzle and platform genres. Players will be able to use Noyle's abilities to jump and run as a bug ball and to create virtual platforms to protect him or to avoid dangers and an adventure that would show him the secret behind the Mongoose, the cruel alien commanded by the never-seen evil Emperor Mongo.
No, bugs.
All right, so I tried to translate this. It's not very good. All right, so this is apparently available for the iPhone and Android. The free version only reaches up to level 8 and has advertising. You'll need the paid version to play the full game. Wow. Actually, what they wrote was you need the paid version to purchase the full game. But,
okay.
All right, so again, that's Noel Chronicles Alien Prison Escape. If you want a game that's probably not so hot with the translations, here you go.
Well,
yeah, sometimes I wonder.
Okay.
I think the translation would have been better than that.
Bugs. I'm not down with the bugs. I'm sorry. I used to be when I was little. I love them now. It's like, get off me. All right, so Groupon. I was never with this. I never understood it because I feel like if you were looking for a deal, you could find one without having to go to a website. I'm sorry. When I'm in the store and standing in front of the person at the checkout line and I want to this one, they either have a coupon right there in the store or I'm about to dent it because, you know, while I'm standing there, I'm just going to drop it on the floor. Bam, it's dented. Half off.
Yes.
That's called easy. I didn't do anything. I'd have to search for it. I had to waste any trees, printing out paper. I just, bam, it's dented. All these are dented. All 50 of them are dented, right? 50, half off, right? Mm-hmm. Half off again. Okay, so they're telling you over at VentureBeat, you need to watch your backs. Groupon and Living Social. A new report is suggesting daily deal sites are losing steam quickly, with 798 deal sites worldwide shutting down in the record second half of last year, 2011. Even since before Groupon went public in November, analysts have wondered whether the Daily Deals business model is sustainable. I could tell you it's not. I could have told you that. And I'm not even an analyst or any type of expert. That's just Groupon's IPO price of $20 per share shot up to nearly $30 on its first day of trading. But the stock is trading around $21 per share, which ain't bad, but that's still quite a drop. Yeah, you lost a lot of money there. Its biggest competitor, Living Social, closed a massive $170 million round of funding in December and are rumblings of them possibly going public this year. But a new report written by Daily Deal Media says the Daily Deal sites are in an extremely volatile position in the market. Asia in particular seems to be a bad market for these types of sites. See, with 1,348 Asian daily deal sites going under just in the second half of 2011. On the positive side, Europe and Latin America saw overall gains in the daily deal sites during the same time. I think it's because it's all new to them after they get bored of it too. There is 235 new daily deal sites in Europe and a gain of 324 deal sites in Latin America. These numbers aren't enough to detract from the rapid Asian decline, but it's still positive for those markets. Though the crazy volatility could also be a testament to Groupon owning the marketplace for daily deals. Groupon has a presence throughout the world with more than 150 markets in North America and more than 100 markets in Europe, Asia, and South America. The company may be taking out competition before they can fully materialize. I'm not understanding the daily deals, and I know a couple people that keep sending me things, but they're not daily deals. Put it this way: the other day, right before Ginger and I do the news every morning, sometimes I like to watch Wendy Williams show or somebody before we get on. Every now and again, there's a little gamer or a geek something, but I managed to catch Susie Orman, who I absolutely adore. If you don't know who she is, ladies, you should. And she tells you what to do with your money so that you have more money for shoes and more money in your bank account. More money in shoes and more money in your bank account. But she said the stupid thing, and she didn't say stupid thing, I'm saying it, stupid thing about the daily deal things is to tell you, oh, you get half off on this, and you feel like, oh, I'm saving money. But she said the thing is you weren't going to buy that in the first place. So you didn't save any money. You weren't going to buy whatever it is they were offering.
Oh, my God, yes. People. Ugh.
So you were not going to buy that sandwich from Jason's Deli, by the way. Jason's Deli is a local deli here. Hi, people. Love them. But you weren't going to buy that half-off sandwich meal because you weren't going to Jason's Deli today, but you saw the coupon and you decided, you said, ooh, I saved money. No, what saved you money is you bought your own sandwich today.
Yes. So, oh, my God.
Okay, so but I'm all about more money for shoes, my games, you know, and purses. So no, I never understood the Daily Deals thing. I was never in with it, and I knew it was a fad because it just came on too quickly. It wasn't like a subtle thing.
Yeah.
Like the internet was kind of subtle, and you know, we kind of eased our way through several incarnations: dial up, DSL, broadband, T1. It's very subtle. It don't just pop up on. Wait, what's that? That's what I said. That's what I feel like happened with the group deal thing. So I'm sorry that people are going to lose jobs, but this was not a good venture, especially going public.
Mm-hmm. I wonder about some of these companies. All right, so you actually said you saw a little girl that wanted to play this Michael Jackson The Experience.
Yes, I hope she got it for Christmas.
I hope so too. Ubisoft launches new song for Michael Jackson The Experience HD app for the iPad.
iPad.
For the iPad.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right, so today Ubisoft announced 3 new downloadable songs from Michael Jackson, the Experience HD app for iPad, the spectacular interactive adventure that takes players on a journey through the King of Pop's legendary hits. The 3 new songs are Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel, and Ghost. Each additional track is priced at £1.49, francs, lindens, cookies, whatever the little L sign is. In addition to this update, Mike, we've been doing this for, over a year now? Not quite over a year, but we've been doing this for several months now.
A year,
because we were here last Christmas.
Yeah, we were around this time, because this is when the rolling blackouts were happening.
Yeah, so we've been doing this over a year. All right, yep. So over a year, and we still don't know what the little L sign is.
Badass.
All right, so in addition to this update, Michael Jackson, The Experience HD now supports AirPlay, allowing users with Apple TV to enjoy the game on their big screen. True to Michael Jackson's groundbreaking and visionary work, the app introduces a brand new way of playing rhythm games, allowing users to experience the excitement and the magic of game environments based on Michael Jackson's iconic short films in their own hands. Designed and optimized specifically for multi-touch on iPad, users are able to experience a more natural way to play rhythm games by drawing a series of shapes with their fingers according to the choreography of the Michael Jackson avatar. Players can rediscover environments from Michael Jackson's classic music videos with spectacular high-definition graphics and sound. Whee! All right, so the Michael Jackson The Experience HD app is available for $2.99, pounds, francs, lindens, cookies, L sign, for the App Store on iPad. Yay, so it's just for the iPad. So head over there and check that out if you got the iPad.
I am not understanding some of these games that are going to iPad. Now, the Kinect.
Yeah, I thought this was like a dancing game, right?
It is. So I'm not understanding how it's going to work unless you're sitting your iPad up somewhere and then dancing in front of it. I mean, it has a camera, so for all intents and purposes, it should work, but it's not like your iPad comes with a stand or anything like that.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm not. Now, the Kinectimals one, I understand the port to iPad. Probably I would do that today because I'm not feeling so well. I could do that while I sit and, you know, between drug interludes, I can play a little bit. Time scare anybody else on the Kinectimals? I'm very afraid of the tiger. Not afraid, you know, in a sense where I'm going to run away screaming and crying, but he's kind of eerie. Like, it comes up to the screen, and I always make the joke with the little kids. I say, the tiger is charming you so that he can bite you. He's saying, I'm your friend. Come closer to me. I'm your friend. So that he can eat you.
Friend, I promise. If you look right back here, right here behind us too, I got a present for you.
No, I'm just yawning. It's okay. So every time the little ones come over and they want to play Kinectimals, I'm like, I'm going in the other room. The tiger thing freaks me out. Y'all have fun. And of course, they're all screaming at the screen and they're kissing the TV, which that is cute. But I'm like, he's gonna eat you. So run. So anyway. Yeah, so I'll probably check that out today and let y'all know. And hopefully he doesn't freak me out. Ooh, and taking medicine might be really weird. Okay, anyway. Maybe I'll just do some coldies because, you know, that might be the kind of freak out I don't want to have. Well, Warner Brothers Interactive and Wizards of the Coast today announced that they are releasing the first ever expansion pack to the award-winning Dungeons & Dragons Online, developed by the lovely peoples over at Turbine, who originally had The Matrix Online and gave it to the people at Sony. Why would you do that? Why? Okay, anyway.
Why would you betray us?
Why? The name of the expansion pack is called Menace of the Dark, It will launch this summer. It will allow you players to adventure within the beloved Forgotten Realms setting and the vast subterranean world of the Underdark. The digital expansion will also add an increased level cap, the new druid classes, and more. I'm trying to see if they give me some more information. No. Well, they're saying you can go to level 25 now. You can create some unique epic hero with powerful customization options as you advance beyond level 20 to 25. You can also play as the druid character class. Play as the all-new shape-shifting druid class as well. We'll need to match up transformation to a powerful animal form with this classic D&D class. Wasn't that in EverQuest?
I think so.
Seems like I remember being able to do that, and I was not that impressed because it wasn't that much more powerful. It was either EverQuest or Dark Ages of Camelot, but you weren't that much more powerful than you were in your normal form, so I thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know, Dungeons & Dragons Online is a free-to-play MMORPG featuring the industry's best combat system, according to them, a massive world of state-of-the-art graphics and gameplay, and a rich set of features that until now can only be found in premium subscription-based MMOs. They're offering innovative pricing model that allows you to download and play for free, and you can purchase adventure packs. If there's something you're interested in or an area you're interested in, you just pay for that. Yes, you can also purchase individual items and account services a la carte from the new DDO store or to subscribe to get unlimited access.
I like that word right there, a la carte.
A la carte, yes. So they're saying, again, you can download and play for free by visiting www.ddo.com. Please stop with the asking about the DDO points. We don't have them anymore. It's been 2 years.
Are you sure? Are you sure we don't have them?
Oh, jeez. You know what? I think we spilled over into our streaming. We might as well keep it talking.
Oh, crap. We did. All
right. That was really weird. See, a minute ago I looked and we had like 10 minutes and now we're not.
I know. I know some days it's just like I look up and then I look back down and it's like, holy crap, where'd 30 minutes go? Okay. So, here we go. Relive classic Prince of Persia on Wii and 3DS.
Ooh.
Yay. All right, so the legendary platforming game is now available for the 3DS eShop and Wii Virtual Console. Today, Ubisoft announced that Prince of Persia, the classic platforming game, is now we already said that three times now. Prince of Persia is considered a pioneer in the platforming genre and will have players venturing through sprawling levels, dodging deadly traps, and engaging in sword fights before facing the evil Grand Vizier. In order to rescue the princess. There's always a princess. All right, so Prince of Persia is available from today for $4.50 pounds, Frank's Linden's Cookies, little L sign that haunts me still, from the Nintendo 3DS eShop, and 800 points from the Wii Virtual Console. You know, I've got this game, and I have not finished it. I think I'm going to sit down later and play this.
Prince of Persia? I got a few I didn't get to finish, sadly. I miss. Like, I never finished Bully.
Well, Prince of Persia came with my Wii because I bought it used. Mm-hmm. And then I got my hands on Zelda for the Wii and totally forgot about Prince of Persia.
Of course, because it's Link. It is Link. I understand it's Link.
Yes, him and I had a short fling. Just for
what?
Don't worry. I went back to Master Chief, so it's all good.
Girl, stay away from my ear.
I'm going to get cut.
Yes, you are. That's my man. My man, I do not share him with any of you.
Aw, but,
mine. All mine. Well, you know what I have to say to you, Ginger?
What do you have to say to me?
Crumbs.
Crumbs? What the hell, crumbs?
Ah, I got this from the lovely people over at Battlefront. Crumbs! Commonwealth
crumbs.
First
pre-orders.
All right, they're saying they have a bag full of you. Do we have a bag full for you lads today or what? You know, there's some girls in there. There's some lasses in there, too, people at Battlefront.
I know. I'm shaking my boobs at you. These are boobs. You know, you've probably not touched them before ever. At least not these.
Wow. Oh, the visual. Okay. they're saying with the combat mission Battle for Normandy Commonwealth Forces modules going into relocation mode today, they're opening pre-orders immediately. They also have a couple of screenshots, which I hope we have posted. If we don't, I'll be grabbing those for you shortly. They're saying you have the option to choose between two different packages. The combat mission BN Commonwealth Forces mode for 13 $13, yeah, $13 in, plus your shipping and handling, and the CM Battle for Normandy at Commonwealth Forces bundle, which includes all you need to play, the module and the base game in one package for $65 plus shipping and handling. Pre-order customers receive both the download and physical goods in the mail and save $10 in the process. That's right. The module and the bundle are available for both platforms, PC and Mac. I like that they're including the Mac in so much gaming nowadays. It says if you are buying just the module, then the platform you choose for the module, PC or Mac, must match your base game version. So you can't have the PC and say, oh, I got a Mac and I'm going to buy the Mac. It don't work that way. No. I'm trying to find if they have any Twitter pages. Nope. These are based in the U.S. because this is like the oddest press release I have seen in a good while. It almost reads like a memo, an inner office memo is what it reads like.
All right.
That's like, we weren't supposed to get this, but hey, I'm Sharon, so if you weren't supposed to know, now you do. So, wow. Anyway, they're going to, well, I don't know if they're listening because they'll say something. I think some people are like, our press releases are getting better. People are being much nicer, making sure they include pictures because we have been at their throats. Give us images. Give us things.
Do not make me have to go chase them down. I'll do it. I'm going to complain the entire time.
Yes. Remember, I don't remember who it was that told me. It says, since you ripped us a new one. I don't know if we should be giving you this. I'm like, if you don't give it to us.
It was all in love. It was all in love.
It was in love, but if you don't give it to us, as soon as I remember who you are. Getting else.
Sorry.
It's all in love.
We love you. We love you.
It's a love threat.
You just have to understand how many press releases we get a day that have no images in it. And that's the deal. They'll say, new images out, and there'll be no images. And yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
What new images did I? Oh, go to the site and get. No, you gonna send this to me next time. Just send the link to the site and say go here. Then see, that makes it not so bad. It's all in one.
Yeah, man. If I open it up and I'm looking for images and I'm like, wait a minute, there's nothing here. Or the ones that are like new video and there's nothing.
Mm-mm.
No, new press assets. There's nothing here.
Please share this with your readers when you open it up and it's one sentence.
Yes, I hate those. All right, so I guess it's my turn again.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Trion Worlds closes $85 million strategic growth financing.
Ouch.
Yes.
That's the Trion Worlds made game?
They made Rift.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right, so led by Ontario Teachers Pension Plan and Bertelsmann Digital Media Investments Growth Equity to fuel the company's expansion. All right, so Trion Worlds, you know, just that little company, just a little one that made Rift. You might have heard of it, maybe. The leading publisher and developer of premium games for the connected era has completed an $85 million round of strategic growth equity financing led by Ontario Teachers Pension Plan, one of the world's leading pension funds focused on direct investments in both public and private equities. Also participating was current Trion investor Bertelsmann Digital Media Investments, BDMI, a wholly owned subsidiary of Bertelsmann AG. I don't care about that. That's boring. Lars Butler, founder and CEO of Trion's World, says, "We are thrilled about entering the exciting period of growth and scale with our investors. Backing from a stalwart long-term investor, Teachers, which has the experience and structure to support our vision and the expanded relationship with our current stakeholder and great supporter, BDMI, is a massive endorsement for Trion." Again, Rift, just that little game, might have heard of it, gave, you know, WoW run for the money for a little bit. The company's award-winning first title launched last March, showcasing Trion's dynamic online platform. Rift established the company's long-term vision to revolutionize games. Players activated more than 1 million Rift accounts in less than 4 months, and its North American and European revenues surpassed $100 million in 2011. Rift has a set new industry standard for massively multiplayer online role-playing games, proving that gamers are embracing original high-quality IPs and rich dynamic game experience built for the new online generation. Right, so it goes on to talk about Rift, and you can read it all over at GamerNatrix.com.
Ooh.
And just put it. Yay! At $85, I wonder if they're going to do it. I mean,
hopefully invest into that game. I'm not feeling Rift at all. Yeah.
I liked it.
It was like Chinese food. You ate it. An hour later, you were hungry. That's why you're not still there playing. Think about that.
Yes, yes,
if it
yes.
was great, you'd still
and
be
And there
fun.
Are so many games like that, because I will play them, and I'll be all excited about them for about a week, and then I'm like, wait a minute, this is just like this one.
They fail to pull you in and keep you, and that's what makes it not good.
I need a new MMO. Somebody give me an adult MMO.
Where I can slack and hash. Yeah, yes, I said that on purpose.
Yeah. I'm about to just give up and go check out that MMO inside Second Life, because...
The one I gave you?
Yes, yes.
Why, you haven't been... Oh, boots, teacher.
I went to the entrance, and I checked it out, and I was like, I don't know.
Y'all need to come and play so I can kill one of you. You or Snow.
Don't kill me.
It'll be okay. You can come back as somebody else. You could be your twin. That's what I do when I die. I'm her twin sister. You get that reference. You killed my sister. I will have my revenge. Slash, slash. And then if that one dies.
The whole Southern Belle accent. That's
I sure do. And if that twin dies, I have another twin. We were triplets. See.
That's hot.
All right. Now, those of you who were expecting this huge announcement from Apple, hopefully you were like, oh, God, iPad 3. Oh, yay, iPhone 5. No, that's not what went down. Apple had an event in New York where they showed the iPad could eventually make textbooks extinct. And that's just what Steve Jobs wanted it to be. This is what the iPad started out as. According to VentureBeat, in his biography, the biography of Steve Jobs, author Walter Isaacson wrote about how Jobs met with the media magnate Rupert Murdoch. Remember that guy? To talk about education. The book says Jobs agreed with Murdoch that the paper textbook business would be blown away by digital material. In fact, Jobs set his sights on textbooks as the next business he wanted to transform. He had believed that an $8 billion a year industry ripe for digital was an $8 billion a year ripe for digital destruction. I like the way that man thought when he was around. He was also struck by the fact that many schools, for security reasons, don't have lockers, so kids have to lug a heavy backpack around. I just did it because it was good. Exercise. The book quotes Jobs as saying,
"I was one of those lazy people. We had red and blue days, so I had two backpacks, four books in each.
I had a backpack full of every girl books from home, books from school. Then I had my bass clarinet because that's what I started playing. And you've seen those things? It's like a giant saxophone. Yeah, I carry that for miles every day. So if you ever run across a picture of me from days of old, I do look like a walking skeleton. Seriously." The iPad, of course, he said, would solve this idea. He said the idea was to hire great textbooks to create versions and make them a feature of the iPad. Jobs held meetings with major publishers such as Pearson Education about partnerships. He said the process by which state certified textbooks is corrupt, but if we can make textbooks free and they come with the iPad, they don't have to be certified. The crappy economy at the state level will last for a decade, and we can give them an opportunity to circumvent the whole process and save money. I completely agree with him. I have been saying ever since the laptop came out that the state should go ahead and spring for, you know, a state issue laptop. This, you know, you need to take this home. This is your computer. At the end of the year, you need to bring it in, and we wipe the hard drive clean. Same thing they do with textbooks. Remember, they make you turn them in at the end of the year. You turn your laptop in. If it's damaged, you got to pay the cost to have it repaired. And then same thing they do with you. Mm-hmm. If you don't pay for it, you don't get your grades. You don't graduate. The same thing they do with the textbooks. It would work the exact same way. And imagine the textbooks, how it would work if they could insert, you know, things like we have all the SOPA thing going on in school. Imagine if all the textbooks were on iPad. Right now, a teacher could have come up with a curriculum and bam, inserted that into a textbook, a digital textbook online, and that could have come part of the curriculum this week, something that they could learn about. And along with, you know, what is it, government class they teach them? This could have been part of government class, a lesson in how government works. Just saying. Millions of different ways our technology can be used if we just don't try to shut it down. SOPA.
Yes, SOPA. Grr, SOPA.
That's what that can be used for. All right, it's time for us to get out of here. But we will be back here later on tonight to give you the business.
That sounds so hot.
Somebody is hands above the desk, you.
My hands are above the desk.
You stop it. No, just you, hands above your desk.
Do I have to have them out from underneath my shirt?
You know what? I'm going to play this song for you. Oh, well, you know, I can't because I don't have it. This is like, I'm going to grab pills for you, but. Anyway, we will see you guys later tonight, 9 o'clock sharp Central Standard Time. Be here or we'll be very.
Ooh, she reached way back for that one.
I know, right?
I've been such a good girl living in a bad world. Feel like I could use a gun. Keeping all around town, living it up, shooting down. Time is up, you better run. Run to my house tonight. Comb your hair like Elvis Presley. Put on the and your letter checker. I'm gonna be your girl tonight. I'm gonna make you apple pie. I'm gonna wear military red. I'm gonna give you lots of. I'm gonna be your separate wife. You can cut me like a knife. I'm gonna wear my cherry red. I'm gonna give you lots of room in my bed.
Jen.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!